We welcome James Fortune and Fire. James, I noticed that you have visited us on several occasions at our annual picnic at the Pavilion. Do you enjoy them?
Oh, yeah, but we had a great time. Yeah, I've been it a few times, and every time, you know, it's amazing. The people are so loving. The people are so supportive and come out, and they buy the CDs, and they really let me know how much they appreciate my ministry.
You got an early start in music with your father being a pastor.
My father's a pastor, and I started out playing the drums for his church when I was five. At the age of five, it's kind of where I got my start. And then from there, began working with the choirs, youth choirs at age 13. And from there, adult choir and kind of all the choirs. And, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I've been in gospel basically all my life, as being in church, I guess, all my life. But, you know, as I look back now, I'm able to see how God, the whole process, you know, from the beginning, God was just preparing me for the ministry that he knew that he would have me do in my life. So, you know, I'm truly, truly grateful, you know, what God is doing. It's been amazing. The celebration of gospel, the Stellas, you know, God has been doing so many awesome things in my life. I'm just truly grateful.
You tweet.
You know, if you follow me on Twitter, you can see, man, it's like, you know, to see where God brought me just 4 years ago, as many of you know, my testimony with me and my family were homeless and we had lost our car. And we were just really, really, you know, in a situation where I had begun to doubt God, and I began to question God, and I began to wonder if the God that I had served all of my life, you know, was still there, if he was real. And that's when God began to share with me, you know, James, you got to be able to trust me, you got to be able to believe in me, even when things aren't going right in your life, even when things are, when it seems like you're going through so much. And he said, if you can trust me now, I'm getting ready to do something, you know, in your life, in your ministry, that even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. And that's when I got the song, I Trust You, one night in a motel, when God began to give me the words. And, even though I can't see you, God, and I can't feel your touch, I still trust you. I still believe in you. And so now to see where he's taking me from, when he gave me that song 4 years ago to now, you know, that being one of the most popular songs, in the country, that has blessed millions of people, I'm able to better understand why I had to go through what I went through.
Do you write all your songs?
Yeah, I definitely write all of my songs, write and produce. And then, of course, you know, just more of exhortation, narrating, if that helps you understand it better, of the songs, similar to what you get out of Kirk Franklin and, you know, Kurt Carr and Don Lawrence.
Now, there's a hot song. It's called Bounce Back. Hey, that's hot. That's hot, James.
One Sunday, my pastor was just speaking, and kind of within his sermon, he used a illustration with a tennis ball, you know, basically how the harder it's thrown down, the higher it bounces back up. You know, it was kind of an illustration he was given as he was preaching, and God just kind of, it just kind of struck something in my spirit, and God was kind of like, wow, bounce back. So that's kind of where the title for that song came from. And, I got a track from one of my guys that produces with me, Terrence Fond. He sent me a track, and I was like, wow, this track sounds perfect for the song that I had in my head, Bounce Back. So I just began to write to it. But yeah, that's kind of where it came from, an illustration that my pastor was given.
I know you like the production end. Ever think about writing for other artists?
Yeah, I'm getting more into, you know, production and working with other artists and writing for other artists, submitting songs, you know, and working with other artists. So just kind of moving outside of just the artist role and getting more into the producing and the songwriting for other artists is kind of where I'm at right now.
The new CD, it's entitled Encore.
Yes, the new album is entitled Encore. It's in stores everywhere. With some awesome, some awesome special guests, Kiara Sheard, William Murphy, Kent Jones, Isaac and Lowell from Inner Standard. But it's in store right now. 18 new tracks from James Fortune and Fire.
How can we follow you on the tech side?
Okay, definitely. Twitter, of course, is Mr. James Fortune, MR James Fortune. Also, Facebook.com/James Fortune. As well, of course, the website, which is jamesfortune.us. And that'll give you all the information that you need to keep up with me.
It's our guest, James Fortune and Fire.